escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
15-minute mark on the Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Peters Township. Temperatures will be in the high 70s for Buckos baseball tonight at PNC Park, brought to you by Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions. A couple minutes away from being joined by Greg Brown, Mike Tomlin later in the show. The huge development today is Cam Hayward, who decided to end his holding. He practiced with the team. He was in pads. He participated in every phase of the practice, both individual drills and team drills in pads. It's the first time since the start of training camp he did a team drill in pads. However, it doesn't sound like Hayward got what he wanted, at least not yet, because TJ Watt went over to Brian Batko and said, 97 looks great. Pay the man.
Well, that was what Batko said the gist of it was, that there was a sales pitch made to the assembled media. But yeah, it sounds like he certainly blinked, unless there's things going on behind the scenes that he thinks are going to go better and they're going to give him something here. He blinked.
But if it is going better, why would Hayward go over to reporters and say that? Why would Watt do that? He would not.
No, I don't think it is. I think so far, Cam's getting nothing out of this and just decided, okay, this was my stance on principle, and I've ended my stance on principle for the, you know, at least this part of it. But I would imagine, for all the people who didn't want Art Rooney to blink and the front office to blink, they didn't. As far as we know, they held their ground.
On both players. Boswell kicked in the game on Saturday. And now Hayward's back.
I would imagine Steelers fans are happy. Or is this one of those deals where when the story is ongoing, people will be vociferously against it? When it ends with a whimper, like it seems to have, at least for the time being, it's just, okay, on to the next thing. We know that happens sometimes.
No, I think fans right now were against Hayward, and they're thrilled that he seems to be losing the battle. Yes, I do think that they're happy that he's not getting paid.
I don't think you're going to get people lining up to like pound the table and go, good Steelers, good job. I think people are now just like, okay, he's back.
Oh, I think so.
You're going to get people. Oh,
there's going to be tons of people who celebrate that the Steelers like didn't back down on this.
Like, can't wait to call in and trash Hayward and praise Art Rooney.
I don't know about trash Hayward, but like give the Steelers credit for this. Absolutely. Yeah.
Okay. Johnny the Barber says pay Cam. That's a surprise.
Fan Hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. That's where we find Pirates play-by-play voice and newly minted member of the Buffalo Baseball Hall of Fame, one Greg Brown. Hello, Greg.
Hey, guys.
Congratulations on all your success.
Thank you very much. It was a great weekend.
All right, put him on hold. We got to already set it back up.
Try to figure out the phone situation with
phone gremlins at play.
Yeah, that was like the snap, crackle, and pop, the Rice Krispies of phone signals here.
So what was the point you're trying to make? You think that people feel like this is one of those not going to give the Steelers credit and they're going to move on and not be mad at Cam anymore?
No, I think it's one of those things that while it's happening in the moment, people are furious and livid about it. But you would think if it and I think the majority of our listeners were against Cam on this one. I think even though now that it has seemingly ended with the Steelers winning this back and forth, I don't feel like you're going to get people subsequently calling in saying, hell yeah, Steelers held their ground. Like, it's one of those stories that's only...
But you said Haywood was tarnishing his legacy.
It's one of those stories that's only a story for as long as he's not there working with them. Now it is. I do think he tarnished it with some people. There are always going to be people who are going to come back to saying, remember when he wasn't participating? But much like you at the start of the show saying there are people now who are drinking the Kool-Aid again and believing in the Steelers again... Mm-hmm. It'll be, hey, Cam's back. All right, full steam ahead. Let's go.
Yeah, maybe.
Well, every hand in the pile, for one and one for all.
I think there's some truth to that. All right, we got Greg Brown back. Let's hope we got the phone gremlins worked out. Greg, can you hear us?
I can hear you fine.
Right, okay, yeah, a little better. Yeah, you're coming in loud and clear now. So who's the best player you ever called while you were calling games in Buffalo for them?
Wow, best player I ever called... For the Bisons. Oh, my gosh. Oh, are you talking about the Bills?
No, I was talking about the Bisons. I was talking about the Bisons, not the Bills. I would imagine Bruce Smith would have been the answer for that team.
Well, I mean, yeah, he was a great defender, but I don't know if he'd have been Thurman Thomas was unbelievable, and Jim Kelly was incredible. But in terms of baseball, a lot of them were really good. Al Martin, Carlos Garcia, Kevin Young, John Wehner. Tom Prince, saw them all coming up through the organization. Jay Bell came down for a rehab for a while. A lot of really good players that came through the system.
Greg, what has been your reaction to the McCutchen comments in Chicago, and then he made some more to Jason Mackey yesterday?
I honestly just now heard about it because I was out of the loop for a couple days. So I just now heard it, and I didn't read it closely. I skimmed over the comments. I don't know if there's anything newsworthy there. It sounded like he is interested in coming back. And so I, honest to gosh, I didn't get the full context of it. I just saw some quotes from him. I didn't see any story. Was it a Q&A with Jason?
So here's how it happened. He told Jose Negron of DK Pittsburgh Sports, quote, and this is quoted in Jason's story today, Greg, "You got to pay to win. It's not always the team that spends the least that makes the playoffs. Very rarely does that happen. For us, it hasn't happened. We can't just take a shot in the dark and hope. We have to make a push." So Jason then tried to approach McCutchen about those comments. He didn't want to revisit them. Jason rephrased the question to make it be, what must the organization do to improve and compete again in 2026? Quote, "You're going to have to ask the GM on that. I have no idea. I'm just here to play baseball. I don't know what we need. I said what I needed to say about it."
Yeah, I mean, sounds like he's retracted, I guess, what he said initially, almost. So I don't know. I didn't talk to Andrew. In fact, it's funny you say it. Just as we speak at this very moment, he's taking BP down there. I don't know. This is the first I've heard of them, and it seems like mixed messages there from those quotes. He said he just wants to play, and then he says in terms of spending. I mean, it's the same old refrain, it sounds like to me, in terms of spending. It's always spending, spending, spending. For me, it's been spending, but spending properly. How often have we talked about this, not just the three of us? But on and on and on it goes.
Well, I understand that, but it's one thing if some jabroni or jamoke calls into a, Zangrilli's post-game show
and says that. It's the messenger
here. It's Andrew McCutchen who said it. It's been the face of the franchise since Bonds left town that's putting this out there, Greg.
Well, okay, but I guess if Andrew said it once and then he takes it back, what is he saying?
He didn't really retract it. He said he wasn't going to comment on it again. I'm not. He just said, quote, I'm not talking about that. He did not say, I retract my statement to Jason.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut.
Be an artist.
Be an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW. Countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
So the Pirates have, he's basically saying the Pirates have to spend more? Is that what he, is that what you take out of it?
That's what he told Jose.
I mean, when the first word out of your mouth sentence is you got to pay to win, I mean, I think that's what that
means.
You got
to pay to win.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I would ask him. I've asked others, and I'll say it again to you guys. I would ask the question, what is that amount?
I would take what the Brewers are spending this year, which is about $113 million.
Okay. Are there teams? I think Cleveland a couple of years ago. I almost hate going down this rabbit hole because it takes forever. But didn't Cleveland spend less than the Pirates last year, 2 years ago?
I think the Orioles did Oakland, 2 years ago.
Orioles did. That's right. So I mean, I would ask those same questions. And again, I think we talked about this just last week. What is the? You say what the Brewers spend, and I say, okay, let's just say they spend. Exactly what they spent, $113 million.
Yep.
Is that going to pacify and satisfy everyone if they just spent $113 million in 2026 and everybody and be done with it, regardless of how they finish? So let's say they spend that on all the wrong players.
Yeah.
Let's say they up players. Let's say they extend contracts.
Sure.
But they get to that amount of money, exactly what everybody wants.
Yep.
And then they end up finishing in fourth place, 20 games out. You know what's going to be said after the season? They didn't spend enough. And I'll say that to Andrew. And I don't say I have the answers, by the way. I'm just saying that isn't the clear answer. People say they got to spend more. What is the amount that you want them to spend? And
Greg,
now I hear, they don't spend enough.
Greg, I think when people, like, I know I'm bringing this up to you mainly because I think in broad strokes, it's noteworthy to me. And as Jason, I'll paraphrase Jason, he said two of the three most beloved players of probably the last 25 to 30 years of Pirates baseball, Skeens and McCutcheon. It's relevant to me, the messengers here, what Skeens has already said, what McCutcheon just said, and then elaborated or sort of said no comment and then said it a different way. It's the messengers that I think are relevant here that seem Skeens, I'll just paraphrase, wanted to acquire some space or create space to acquire bats this offseason. Hopefully it sets us up for next year. Didn't see a lot of major league acquisitions at the deadline. It's the fact that it's this great pitcher and this former MVP who wanted to come back here saying it more than what they're saying almost.
Okay, well, I think it's however, I would disagree because I think it's important what they say and how they say it because those two things you just quoted, Skeens and McCutcheon, those are, if you want to parse it, those are completely different comments there. I mean, Skeens is saying what we talked about last week, and then I feel is important that, and I believe it's going to happen. I think they are going to spend, I mean, they dropped the payroll down by the moves they made. So there looks to me, and I think they even said as much, that there's a there's room to spend. And it's how they spend it. I don't think we've discussed this. Okay, here's my, the fan in me. I don't know if we ever talked about this, but I think this is a prime example.
Okay.
Last year, late spring training, the Pittsburgh Pirates spent $10.5 million on a guy to get three outs. Do you know who I'm talking about?
Yeah, Rollis Chapman.
Yeah. At the time when he signed him, I was stunned. Because for me, this is a fan in me. It's not. I'm not speaking on behalf of the organization. I'm just saying, because we're in this debate now. That doesn't make sense to me. It didn't then. It wouldn't now. To get three outs for the Pittsburgh Pirates, the Pirates aren't the Yankees, Dodgers, Mets, name them. Half the teams, more than half the teams in baseball. So that did not make sense. It certainly is what you spend. They can't, they can't spend 50, 60, whatever it is, and expect to compete. But they can spend with teams like Cleveland, Tampa Bay, Oakland, Baltimore, Minnesota, those teams. Maybe you mentioned Milwaukee. Is it 113? I don't know what it is between now and then. But they can, but they need to do it right. I mean, the reason the Brewers are where they are is not because they spent $113 million, by the way. It's not because they spent, what is that, $20 million more than the Pirates? Something like that?
$30 million right now.
Brownie, you did include Minnesota in that group, and I do want to ask. Minnesota's right now, their tax payroll, I'm just sorting it that way. The Pirates, for comparison on this, are at 106. Minnesota's at 139, just a touch under 140. Do you feel like that is something that the Pirates could do?
Well, I don't know. I don't know the answer to that. I'm just looking at without looking at payrolls, I'm just thinking of smaller market teams.
Sure.
and what I would think the Pirates would be able to do under normal circumstances. But my point is, taking the Brewers specifically, if they spent, you say it's $30 million more than what the Pirates spent at the beginning of the year. I guess that's right. I'm going on your word.
Yep.
It's not the $30 million. Here's $30 million, spent it. It's on how they did it, how they spent it.
No
They're
doubt.
They're smart with it.
But that's...
The Pirates spent money that let's be honest about it. The money they spent, it's got to be done right.
Well then my question for you then is, how do you grade the job Ben Cherington's done?
That's not for me to judge. That's not my job.
You have no opinion on the job he's done?
I have an opinion on when the season is over, based on what was said going into the season.
But you just criticized Aroldis Chapman signing. You don't have an opinion on the job he's done overall?
I would say that he would admit that he's not done the job. I would admit that he's not done the job. I'm not going to grade him, but he's not lived up to what the expectations were. He and his staff. There's no question about that. He has already said that.
Okay.
So I mean, that's obvious.
We'll get you out on this then. What did you think of this realignment idea that Rob Manfred threw out there? The Athletic reported that it might look something like this, a division where the Pirates are in there with the Mets, Phillies, and Nationals.
Again, I hate to be so unprepared, but I'm going to punt again because I have literally been out of the loop for 3 or 4 days. I was not aware of this. Manfred is floating the idea that the Pirates would be in that same division.
Yes, a 32-team league with kind of
like the NFL
teams,
north, south, west, east, in each league.
Four divisions, and it would be Mets, Phillies, Nationals, and Pirates.
I mean, it's almost not surprising, really, when you think about it, because once they went into interleague play, and it is all one league now. It's not the DH is universal, so I guess that's not a surprise. And so I guess I'm kind of ambivalent with that too. I guess it would help travel. It would make more sense cutting it into regions. Would the Pirates and Phillies be in the same division? I would hope so.
Yes, Pirates, Phillies, Mets, the Pirates, Nationals.
Okay. I mean, that would make sense. Yeah. Makes sense to me.
All right, Greg. Enjoy Buccos and Blue Jays. You think we get Bubba Chandler this weekend?
Ooh, boy, really good question. He hasn't pitched very well. And what I've seen on the line scores, I guess Oviedo pitches tomorrow.
Yep.
So, but yeah, I don't know. You know, Chandler, he's been, it seems like his own worst enemy, unfortunately. He just, I keep wanting and rooting for him to rebound and have some really good starts to make it obvious. But that hasn't been the case. So I don't know.
Do you think Connor Griffin starts the year with the Pirates in 2026?
Wow, that's a good one, Andrew. Yeah. If he continues along this path and he ends up spending the last week or so at AAA, I say it's a good chance he ends up starting the year with the Pirates.
There you go. All right, Greg, enjoy the game tonight. We'll talk next week.
Well, thanks, guys.
See ya.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
With over 25 years of expertise, DAF Giving 360's donor-advised funds can help you get a tax deduction and potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free while you recommend when and where to give. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off select styles, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.